Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, everybody. Going into hour number two on this Monday night edition. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And we will get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. I just wanted to kick this ABC News article off. The title is Predictions of More Suicides, Overdoses, and Domestic Abuse During COVID Are Coming True. And this was part of Free Talk Live's predictions when the lockdowns first started occurring, when you essentially put people in prison in their own homes, you're going to see an increase in this. It just seems to me to be human nature. I don't know about the rest of you, but it was rather easy to predict.
It was depressing, you know, even for me, and I'm a relatively optimistic person about the future, and man, in the beginning of this, and to, even still to some extent now, it looks pretty bleak. And so I could totally understand why somebody who, I mean, my lifestyle didn't really change that much, right? Like, I work from home,
right?
So I didn't have to go home or anything like that. This is our studio. I live here, right?
Right.
You know, I do Bitcoin sales, mostly on the internet. I run a couple of Bitcoin vending machines here in town. So, you know, there really wasn't much as far as my lifestyle change, but I could definitely feel tangibly that things were worse than they had ever been, and just seeing, of course, no cars out on the road. Because I still,
right,
even though I say I work from home, I still do a lot of driving. I'm still going out and about and going to restaurants constantly, and we were throwing parties and still are social events and doing like civil disobedience and things like that. But just knowing how obedient people were being and still are,
yeah.
I mean, it's really pretty depressing. So I could totally understand why somebody would say, I don't want to live here anymore.
Well, 9 months later, those grim predictions look like they're coming true, according to this article from ABC News. There is a mental health wave to this pandemic, Dr. Ken Duckworth, chief medical officer of the National Alliance for Mental Illness, told ABC News, "We as a species don't do very well with uncertainty. The pandemic for many Americans has exacerbated already stressful scenarios, deaths of loved ones, illnesses, loss of income, according to psychiatrists Thomas Holmes and Richard Rahe."
We also, as a species, don't do real well with lockdowns and being in what is essentially a state of solitary confinement. That just doesn't fly with mental health.
Yeah, well, and I am a self-proclaimed eleutheromaniac. For those of you who don't know the definition, that eleutheromaniac is just a person who has an unstoppable desire or zeal for freedom. And if this applies to you, well, perhaps you are an eleutheromaniac as well. And so, yeah, it definitely has an impact on me. But this article says, additionally, stay-at-home orders and school closures, important actions to prevent the virus spread, have created downstream consequences such as social isolation, eroding support networks, and additional financial strain. All these factors are contributing to more suicides, more overdoses, more violence, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And specialists warn that this mental health pandemic within the pandemic also will disproportionately affect blacks, Hispanics, and elderly people of lower socioeconomic statuses of all races and healthcare workers. They specifically call out healthcare workers as the most affected, including the lower socioeconomic category. So we'll continue to talk about this a little bit, but first let's go to some of your calls and your thoughts. We have Logan calling from Blackstone, Virginia. Logan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Hello, Logan.
Logan going once.
Let's put him back on hold.
Logan
going twice. No, Logan. All right. Let's go to Representative Max Abramson in Seabrook, New Hampshire. Max, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
Exhausted as hell. I've been campaigning my butt off on the seacoast trying to help some of the other Liberty Republicans. I do a lot of recruiting to get pro-Liberty people running for legislature, especially State House, and we have in New Hampshire a pretty good team, but we were looking at, like, voting records on, obviously, gun issues, tax issues, business issues, property rights, school choice. And I think New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which just looks at New Hampshire, they found that average Democrats only votes pro-liberty about 23% of the time on average. The average Republican votes pro-liberty about 75% of the time.
Interesting.
So, yep, you've got – well, I mean, it's pretty broad range for Republicans. Your average generic Republican – is not that fantastic. Their scores range from like 41% to 100%. So there were a few who are just like, you know, just I would say kind of a generic placeholder. But you have a lot of libertarians who are going to show up to vote tomorrow, and there might only be, you know, two or three libertarians on their ballot. But then you look at all these other down ticket races, you know, state senate, state house, some of the county races and some of the local races. And if they're partisan and they don't know a lot about the races, libertyballot.com usually not always recommends the Republican because they consistently have, 50-55% better Liberty scores.
Now, I'm curious, Max, real quick, if this takes into account some of the candidates that may not be running as libertarian. For example, Aria DeMesso, our co-host here on Free Talk Live, is running as a Republican for Cheshire County Sheriff, and so that won't show up as a libertarian. So does your research include that?
Well, no, they looked at the incumbents who are in there. We've only had a couple of, I mean, I served as a libertarian for two terms, and obviously, we had Caleb Dyer and Brandon Finney and a few others who are serving. Joseph Stalkup. We've had a few libertarians serving as libertarians, but I mean, when you get down to, you know, maybe 90% of your ballot, there's no big L libertarian candidate on your ballot. There's no Constitution Party, Pirate Party. None of the pro-liberty parties are represented.
Okay.
And all you've got is basically a Democrat versus a Republican. But what we found is even your generic, not necessarily.
Liberty Ballot is an embarrassment, honestly. I mean, it's basically a pro-Republican piece that is, I mean, I'm looking here just as an example at the Keene Liberty Ballot. So for listeners that aren't familiar, it's a website that supposedly some
didn't
free staters.
Didn't they endorse Sununu?
Well, that's the thing. They didn't actually endorse Sununu, surprisingly. But they also didn't endorse Daryl W. Perry, the obvious liberty choice in the gubernatorial race. But if that wasn't bad enough, they also completely ignored Matt Roach, who is one of the libertarians who's running as a Republican here in Keene for state representative. And they also did not endorse Aria DeMezzo, who is obviously the liberty choice in Cheshire County Sheriff here. So, go ahead.
I wish LibertyBallot.com would always support the pro-liberty candidate.
Yeah.
Even a lot of the Second Amendment groups and taxpayers groups, just randomly, they'll just kind of leave something blank. I had my first year, there was a Second Amendment group that didn't endorse me, and I have a 100% score on Second Amendment issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I never found out why, and ever since then, all the gun groups, all the Second Amendment groups now endorse me every time I run.
I'm actually glad you called tonight, Max, because I had a question. I saw a news piece from Reopen NH today where they said they submitted an amicus brief to a Supreme Court case here in New Hampshire. Apparently, the Democrats in the legislature are trying to move the public hearings that they're supposed to have for every bill in the state legislature. They're trying to make those online only. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, all of our committee hearings, I'm on House, Municipal, and County. They've been doing all of our committee hearings online ever since the lockdown. Obviously, I'm against the lockdown. It's counterproductive. No matter how dangerous you think the coronavirus is, The lockdown and masks are actually working against public safety.
Well, Reopen New Hampshire's argument was that this is actually straight up unconstitutional to take these out of the public view and going online only.
Hey, Max, do you want to hang on?
Yep.
We'll bring you back after the break. Thanks. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from News. Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin tops 13,000 and breaks its own record for consecutive days above 10,000. Satoshi Nakamoto, if alive, enters the top 200 world's wealthiest people. DC, International Monetary Fund Manager, warns of major financial reset imminent. PayPal begins selling and accepting Bitcoin. Bitcoin goes mainstream. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
The talk is free. The talk is live. It's Free Talk Live. We're here 7 nights a week to talk about, well, whatever's on your mind. And generally we speak about things from the perspective of freedom. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want to dial in, take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking tonight about many things. Most recently, we were talking with Max Abramson, and we'll get back to his call in just a minute. But I wanted to tell you that you've heard us talk about Divi here on Free Talk Live, and maybe you've wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes or even stake Divi so that you can begin earning Divi right now. Ian says setting up a Divi masternode was super easy, and staking was even easier. We're not investment advisors here on Free Talk Live, but we think you will be impressed with your earning potential with Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DiviProject.org and get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. If you need help, there's a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. Let's go back to Max. Max, thanks for holding. And yep. Wanted to give you a minute to rebut what Ian had said.
Well, it wasn't a rebuttal that I was asking
for.
I was just inquiring. I saw the news today. Max is a state representative here in New Hampshire. He's a mover, I believe, for the Free State Project. And so I figured you would know about what happened. I'd heard that it was all Democrats in the state house who voted to move the public hearings. Because in New Hampshire, for listeners that don't know, we're supposed to have a public hearing on every bill, meaning that anybody who wants to can show up at a public hearing for whichever bill they want to talk about and talk directly to the state representatives on the committee that are hearing that legislation. And now they're doing this online only, which, while one could argue, increases the number of people who, in theory, could attend one of these hearings because now they're online, also means if you don't have online access, you are shut out from these hearings. And I just wanted to know what you thought.
And even if you do, you're silenced.
Max?
Right. Yeah, so I've done a number of these now. Executive sessions on bills, which is where we just kind of vote bills up or down or amend it or change it. Those are also public hearings, but the public doesn't speak on those. Mm-hmm. So I'm not objecting to having executive sessions on bills be done that way. But even there, I'd rather have it be done in Concord and be done in public view, with the public at least being able to raise their hand, ask a question, make a comment. But committee hearings on bills, when bills are actually introduced, the state constitution says that has to be done in Concord, it has to be done in public, and the public has a constitutional right, or at least a right under the rules, to speak on every single bill that comes up. It's one of the great things about the New Hampshire legislature.
So, but is something else being done about this? I mean, I understand there's some sort of a court case. Do you know who's involved in this case? Are you familiar with it?
So what we did is we basically requested that the New Hampshire Supreme Court look at the issue, and the issue of contention was whether or not the New Hampshire Supreme Court should look at the whole state constitution or just one small provision. The Democrats only wanted to narrow it down to one really small provision, which favored them, and we wanted the New Hampshire Supreme Court to look at the entire state constitution, which is pretty explicit that everything has to be done in Concord, either the LOB or the state house. You have to have public hearings. The public has to be able to have the right to have a say on bills and so forth. And so that was yet another partisan issue where all of the Republicans favored transparency, but the Democrats just outnumber us 233 to 166, I think.
So are you able to request the state Supreme Court review something even though you're in the minority?
Nope, it has to be a majority. And it was one where the Democrats whipped their members. Whip doesn't mean like taking an actual, you know, bullwhip and cracking the whip, but effectively that's what it means on their side. There's a state primary, and the Democrat state primary is now so rigidly controlled that anyone who doesn't vote the way they're told every single time, or I think 97% of the time, gets tossed. They get primaried. They bring out some activists. They move a whole bunch of voters. They tell them, hey, you got to vote for this other candidate. And if a maverick Democrat wins their primary, and this isn't just New Hampshire, this is all over the country now, or most of the country, certainly the West Coast, and certainly North, New Hampshire, where I am, is they'll actually get all their Democrat establishment Democrat voting bloc, and they'll turn them out to vote for the Republican to get rid of a maverick Democrat. So they really control. If you vote for someone who runs as a Democrat, we've had a few pro-freedom people who ran as Democrats, and they had to vote for Obamacare and rail systems and all these kind of, you know, tax increases and big government stuff, Common Core, Obamacare, and so forth, that that they didn't want to support. And you get very, very little actual leeway. If you run as a Republican, you have a lot more flexibility. So if someone's a right libertarian, you can pretty much run run for legislature as a Republican. And that's how we've gotten, you know, thousands and thousands of libertarians, small L libertarians, elected to office.
That all sounds like a horrible way to go about selecting people to supposedly lead.
What's that?
Everything you just described.
Well, Captain is a non-voter, so he's not going to be persuaded into this. But I definitely see what you're saying, Max, and we've had some, I would say, success with libertarians running as Republicans here. And as you mentioned, they're having some run as Democrats, but you're saying they've been controlled by the Democratic Party, which is sad.
Controlled and then, or just forced out outright, or they only get two or three terms in and they're finally able. I mean, I had Dick Patton, who is an actual Democrat, not libertarian at all, or Chris Roberts, again, he's an actual Democrat. They primaried him. They spent $52,000, mostly out-of-state money, to get rid of him. He wanted to run for state senate, and they poured money in, they primaried him, and they got somebody they could control for state senator. So,
thanks for the update there from the State House.
Appreciate the call tonight, Max. But it's just... it's so many hoops to get a thing done.
Politics sucks.
It's a horrible, horrible thing.
It's horrifying to be there.
And then the amount of, I don't know what the right word is, the amount of shadiness or shiftiness that is required to do something that Max has just described seems like a whole bunch of effort for very little in return outside of that, you know, you wanted to railroad some guy out.
I agree. I totally agree. I mean, if it was... Unfortunately, we can actually have an effect on it, from what I can tell, and so I still think it's worth the effort. I mean, for those who are willing to put up with that crap, to put up with that system and how frustrating it can be, because it is frustrating. I mean, some of these state reps don't even last more than one term because it sucks so bad.
Yeah,
politics is awful.
What he was describing sounded ugly, and what bothers me the most is that it sounds like you have to be a very ugly person to do those things. You know what I mean? To carry those out, to plan them, to, you know, put forth the things in motion to make that all go.
Or at least you have to hold your nose. I mean, it's bad.
Well, you don't have to do it that way. That's, you know, I tried to be a decent person even when I was running for office.
Yeah. 855-450-3733 is our number if you would like to weigh in. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump doing his best to keep Michigan red, telling a sold-out crowd in Traverse City, former Vice President Joe Biden sold out Michigan's workers.
He sold you out. That's one of the reasons when they send over a car, they charge us 35% tax. We charge them nothing. But those days are changed. We changed it.
With voters heading to the polls on Tuesday, President Trump also says,
Biden is the living embodiment of the decrepit and depraved political crash that got rich, bleeding America dry. And you know what happened. Look, there haven't been too many states that have been affected like you've been affected.
A change of the calendar doing the Dow some good. The Dow finishing up 423 points to finish the day at 26,925. You're listening to USA Radio News. General Mally Dillon, Joe Biden's campaign manager, said on Monday there is no scenario where President Trump will be able to legitimately claim victory on Tuesday. O'Malley Dillon also saying the campaign is feeling good about where they stand. A busy day for Biden on Monday as he's spending part of his day in Ohio and Pennsylvania. In Cleveland, Ohio, Biden said,
"And last night Trump said he was going to fire Dr. Fauci. Isn't that wonderful? I got a better idea. Elect me and I'm going to hire Dr. Fauci. And we're going to fire Donald Trump."
On Sunday evening, the president reacting to the crowd's chant of "Fire Fauci" in Florida, the president responding, "Don't tell anybody, but let me wait a little until after the election." Kyle Rittenhouse, a man charged with killing two rioters and looters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, had his bail set on Monday at $2 million. Rittenhouse appearing in court virtually after being extradited Friday from Illinois. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody. You can dial in toll-free, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Does anybody pay tolls for calling anymore? I guess internationally, right? Is long distance a thing of the past?
I mean, if you're going to call internationally, just call us on Matrix. It'll be free.
Yeah, indeed. You can call and talk about whatever you want, anything we've been talking about tonight. In the studio, it is myself, the captain.
And Ian.
And nobody.
And Intercoin is the next step in the evolution of money. Just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency to circulate amongst their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. in exchange for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. Circling back to what we've been talking about during the first several segments of tonight's show, we started off talking about the Great Barrington Declaration and how it was rebutted, but then proven true by the increase in lockdowns. And then we also spoke a bit about the yet-to-be-fully-counted deaths as a result of governments cracking down, locking down, and many of the policies that have been implemented on citizenry since the events of COVID have occurred, and how these mandates, these lockdowns, are causing people to die, and not just the elderly. We talked a bit about it on last night's episode of Free Talk Live, about the elderly specifically, but we've been talking now about not just the elderly, but the rates of suicide, overdoses, domestic abuse, and other forms of violence. Stay-at-home orders and school closures, important actions which prevent the virus spread, have created downstream consequences such as social isolation, eroding support networks, and additional financial strain.
If it only saves one life, though, it's all totally worth it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Does it have to save one life on balance, though?
Many of these accelerating public health crises have already or were already worsening before COVID-19. In 2018, the U.S. had the highest age-adjusted suicide rates since 1941.
Really?
By June, a CDC survey of 5,470 U.S. adults found that one-third reported anxiety or depression symptoms. About 10% they had considered suicide in the last month, and the rate of suicidal thoughts was highest amongst unpaid caregivers, essential workers, Hispanic or black respondents, and young adults.
Hmm.
People age 18 to 25 may be the most effective group, Duckworth explained.
Affected.
Yeah. Hmm. We need to take a look at the age impact, Duckworth added. In the age where identity is developed, young adults are missing college.
That is not the reason why they're killing themselves.
Yes.
I think you'd be more likely to kill yourself if you went through college and you ended up with $100,000 in debt, and then you go into this job market.
Yeah. Now, keep in mind, this ABC News article was not written from the perspective that the Jeffrey Tucker article was written from.
No, of course
not. This is just, he pointed us to this article to say, here's sort of a broader perspective of what's happening in the world that ABC News actually put together.
Yeah, here's a mainstream media source actually acknowledging this as a problem.
Right.
Whether they will understand the reasons for it is another question.
Right. The opioid epidemic, previously considered the greatest public health threat in the U.S., has also worsened since the virus outbreak.
But you don't hear anything about it.
Of course
not. You don't hear anything about that. In fact, somebody else made a good point the other night that you never even hear about the nicotine vapes. Remember a year ago, somebody pointed out, a year ago it was every headline, everywhere
on
the news.
We're going to make vapes illegal.
They had a death count, remember?
Yeah.
Every day it was like, here's how many people died from the nicotine vapes.
And we even speculated that because there were reports of COVID surfacing earlier than this year, right, late last year, that it could have possibly been COVID, not the vaping that killed those people.
Because it was like a lung
or thing. Respiratory illness.
Or they could have been warming up for COVID with another fake disease that didn't work out for them.
Well, in that case, they did get some political points, right? Like, but all the fear around that allowed them to raise the smoking age, I believe nationally, to 21, did they not?
I don't recall
they did.
I recall them talking about it. I don't know if it wouldn't surprise me.
I'm pretty sure that happened. And then they went in and they banned, like, flavored cigarettes or flavored vapes?
Flavored vape juice,
Something like that. I don't know if that was national or like if it was just some states, but they definitely had some, made some real political hay out of it.
Yeah, and just like that, everybody stopped talking about
it. Yeah, where's all the deaths? I mean, because we were told that it was the black market. Actually, it wasn't the nicotine, that it was when, people looked and they researched it, they found out that it was allegedly black market THC vapes or cannabis vapes.
Right.
That had supposedly like a vitamin E acetate in it as some sort of a filler ingredient. And that was what was allegedly causing the deaths. Well, are we supposed to believe that no one is buying those anymore? I mean, because, of course, they're still buying those.
Right.
The THC cannabis products are still illegal in most states for recreational purposes. So anybody with a THC vape outside of the legal states that isn't traveling to the states, the legal places to get them, they don't know where those things are coming from. And why would the Chinese manufacturers who are making these things with the vitamin E acetate or whoever it is, why would they change their formula? Just because a few people
just to troll us.
Yeah.
Right. Well, regarding the opioids the opioid epidemic. After overdose deaths briefly plateaued in 2017, stricter regulations of prescription drugs were enacted, and guess what happened? Deaths began creeping upward again because of illegal synthetic substitutes like fentanyl. So, yeah, go figure. The government bans something or otherwise makes it more difficult to do business or get in some way, shape, or form, people turn to the black market.
Well, one thing we're definitely going to be keeping an eye on tomorrow night is, you know, whether you agree with voting or not, Captain.
Yeah, you're having a voting special, too, after the show.
I'm not having it. Vincent is, but he's invited me to be a part of it, so I will be there on the, so it'll be after Free Talk Live tomorrow after 10 p.m., whenever, I think, maybe right away, actually, right at like 10:06. We'll kick off a special episode of Questioning Authority, which is Vincent's show.
Yeah.
We did the same thing on in 2016, and so we're going to kind of watch some of the live returns and comment on it. But the most interesting thing for me isn't going to be who wins the presidency, but whether or not the people of Oregon vote for decriminalization of hard drugs.
Oh, yeah, we mentioned that Saturday.
Yeah.
Right.
So that is a first for the United States.
Yeah.
And could be very important if it passes, because then you'll see other states follow, I think.
Go Oregon.
Hmm. I mean, it's tempting. I might go Oregon.
At least really pay it a visit.
I'm kidding.
I think I have
one there.
I've got some friends there. I could probably pay a visit. Probably got a couch I could crash on somewhere.
Yeah, I'm not driving across the country.
No. Oh, right. No. I would have to fly. Oh, man. No, I guess I'm not going.
Ain't nowhere to get at.
Well, yeah. At any rate, the article continues. We were making some improvement in terms of treatment options for opioid addiction prior to the pandemic. Dr. Harshal Kurain, medical director of Wellbridge Addiction Treatment and Research, told ABC News. However, there were still major treatment gaps that have worsened now that we have a superimposed pandemic.
It's a strange term to use.
Superimposed pandemic.
Yeah. So they're admitting that the pandemic was imposed?
Superimposed.
Superimposed.
Not just imposed. Superimposed. I don't know what that means.
I don't know either, because it doesn't seem superimposing to me.
Wouldn't supraimposed be like one level even further higher? More than 40 states have reported increases in opioid-related deaths since the pandemic struck, according to the American Medical Association. 855-450-3733. More Free Talk Live coming your way.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the live Monday night edition. I am your host this evening. I am the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me in studio, it's
Ian.
And nobody.
Our toll-free number, of course, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom, if you want to call in and weigh in on anything we've been talking about or bring up whatever's on your mind. You're welcome to do so. We've been talking about this article from ABC News, talking about the different statistics of things since the lockdowns, things that affect human beings negatively as a result of the government mandates. The title of this article is Predictions of More Suicides, Overdoses, and Domestic Abuse During COVID Are Coming True. We've talked a little bit about the opioid pandemic. But overdoses, both fatal and non-fatal, have also increased 20% compared with the same time period in 2019, according to the Overdose Detection Mapping Application Program. The incidence of first-time users is also on the rise, Corain added. Isolation, economic pressure, and family conflict during quarantine are all factors for this.
So they said overdoses this year are up 20%. Is that what you just said?
Overdoses, both fatal and non-fatal, have increased 20%.
Wow.
That's pretty significant. Compared with the same time period in 2019.
Yeah, that's significant.
Yeah. It's one in five, uh-huh. Right? So,
oh, no. Well, that's no. The increase is 20%, so we don't know.
20% more, yeah. Right. Yeah. Reports of domestic violence are also rising. Surprise! Did anybody, did we not, you know?
Well, duh. I mean, you're at home now with the person who you're supposed to be with on a, relationship basis, but most of the time you're out working, so you don't actually have to stay with that person constantly, and now you get to know what they're really like know before.
For the full day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and many experts are worried that the cases reported are but a small fraction of those those happening because we already know how underreported domestic violence is.
Yeah, and I'm not excusing it. I'm just explaining why you're likely to see more of that. You know, if somebody knew their partner was violent but they're being abused and, you know, there's sort of that abuse mentality of, I know he loves me. You know, like that they'll make these excuses to stay with the abuser. Well, now they're actually with the abuser more often, so of course the instances of the actual abuse are going to go up.
And they can't get away from each other
as
easily, and she can't meet anybody else as easily.
You can't go to a bar and meet somebody. Not that that's the best way to do it, but like even the online dating sites are discouraging people actually meeting.
Yeah, so weird.
So name weird. Your price isn't.
Yeah. Kelly Owens, the executive director of the New York State Office for the Prevention of Domestic Violence, says the calls to domestic violence hotlines dropped in the first few weeks of the pandemic, but then increased by 30% in April and increased by 76% by August. This is just in New York City.
Oh, wow.
Alone, right? So they remained elevated into September, she added. So it dropped a little bit in the first few weeks when everybody's like, okay, well, we'll just get through a couple of weeks, right, you know. But then by April, 30% increase, and then by August, 76%.
I hadn't heard the August numbers because we initially reported on this, and we were, you know, I think we covered it in April, but I don't think we've really seen anything since then for numbers, so.
The United Nations warns that the pandemic is likely to undermine efforts to end gender-based violence globally, while stay-at-home and social distancing orders may effectively trap the abused with their abusers.
Mm-hmm. Wow, does that mean they're that the United Nations is going to stop propping up governments?
We can only wish.
Given that they're made by governments, I don't think so.
Yeah. True.
The CDC recognized that violence is a serious public health problem. Did they? When did they recognize it? It affects all people in all stages of life, and many violence survivors suffer from long-term physical, mental, and emotional health problems. It's important to keep in mind that domestic violence is usually underreported, Owen added. Public health specialists and policymakers are taking steps to try and address these alarming trends. No, they're not.
Nah.
If they were, they would just go ahead and lift all the restrictions and let everybody move about freely and go on with their lives.
You are now free to move about the country.
Unfortunately, that is definitely not happening. Restrictions are getting worse.
He says, for example, many states have eased restrictions for telehealth.
All right.
Make it easier for you to Zoom a medical provider during a crisis. Yeah, thanks.
Wow.
Nice. Some are making it easier to prescribe medication for opioid use disorder without an in-person visit. Now you can get your drugs.
Yeah, that's what you'll do. That's what you do. Just start taking a different drug. See, that's actually one of the great ways that the government has demonstrated their utter disregard for human life is that they say, oh, well, if you get off heroin and you take Suboxone instead, or you take methadone instead, then we won't put you in prison.
Right.
Well, the thing about it is, methadone has worse withdrawal, and this is, I've heard this uniformly
from
the addicts that I've worked with. I've never been an opiate person, but and Suboxone, the newer one, is even worse. They say it feels like your flesh is being pulled away from your bones when you're withdrawing from that. So what is the benefit? And they'll keep you on that for the rest of your life. So what's the real benefit of these programs? Well, what it does is it means that instead of the money going to some South American cartel,
they
go to a good old
dealer.
American drug cartel called Big Pharma.
Right. Yeah.
That's the only change it makes.
Spot on.
And you don't go to prison, which is a problem the government created in the first place.
Yeah, so they're basically hijacking the black market customers.
Yeah. Well, what it is Big Pharma sells drugs, and like any good, any drug cartel, they need muscle to protect their turf.
Right.
So when they need a hitman, when they need a murderer, they call the government, and they get people murdered.
Over the summer, the CDC released guidance for people experiencing abuse and for those coping with extreme stress during the pandemic. The CDC recommends making a plan if you live in an unsafe home, practicing self-care as much as possible, and trying to maintain virtual social connections with people outside your immediate home.
The word virtual means not real.
Yeah, so
none of that sounds like good
maintaining
advice.
Maintaining social connections.
Make a plan. What kind of a plan, CDC? Community-level solutions should prioritize young adults, racial and ethnic minorities, essential workers, and adult caregivers, according to the CDC, which said these efforts should include economic support, efforts to reduce stresses related to racial discrimination, promoting community social connections, and care for those at risk of suicide. The pandemic isn't going anywhere, Duckworth said. No kidding.
It's the new normal.
Yeah.
I'm working on a new abnormal. That ought to be fun.
We predicted this. I know I did. As soon as it happened, as soon as the lockdowns happened, and everybody's like, it's only going to be 2 weeks. I said, you know what?
Yeah.
It's not going to be 2 weeks.
Flatten the curve.
It's going to be way longer. Mm. And people are like, why do you say that? It's like, well, whenever government takes control of a thing, they rarely
let it go.
They rarely give it back. And if they do give it back, they only half give it back.
Well, I mean, what's the point of being in government if you don't have the power to ruin the lives of others?
Yeah. So, at any rate, it's bad. It's going to get worse.
It is getting worse. Would you like to hear about what's happening in Massachusetts?
What's happening in Massachusetts, Ian?
They announced today a new series of coronavirus restrictions for Massachusetts, including a curfew for businesses, reduction of the indoor gathering limit, and a tighter face mask mandate. So Massachusetts already had mandatory face masks in place. It's now even worse. A stay-at-home, quote, advisory will be put into place.
What is this, like a tornado watch?
Stay-at-home
advisory has been issued for the state of Massachusetts.
I mean, that is a good question of, like, the political wording here. What does it really mean? Is an advisory the same thing as a curfew? They say it'll be 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. beginning at 12:01 on Friday. Between those hours, residents should stay home with exceptions like going to work or the grocery store. Baker, that's the governor there, Charlie Baker, signed an executive order that requires indoor recreation facilities, so like a gym, theaters, casinos, and other entertainment venues to close at 9:30 p.m. So, because we all know that the virus passes faster at nighttime. It goes further at night.
Wow.
Just kidding. That's my BS. Restaurants will be required to stop providing table service at 9:30 p.m., but still can provide takeout. And there's more to this that I will share with you.
855-450-3733 is our toll-free number if you'd like to call and weigh in on this or anything else. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more Free Talk Live, the third hour, coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.